If you're just joining us for today's second date update, we have David on the phone, and he wants to call a girl named Teresa. They met at the dog park and then ended up making plans to go to dinner. When they went to dinner, she excused herself before they even had the food and said she had to leave and just kind of left him there, and he has no idea why she took off. And David, I've got three theories for you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. That's the right response, David.
First theory was that maybe her ex-boyfriend was a waiter at that restaurant and she had to just get out of there. Second theory, maybe she just wanted to see your dog again and you didn't bring your dog on the date, so she didn't want to hang around with you.
It is a cute dog.
No. Okay.
Third theory, never actually happened at all. You dreamt the whole thing. And you're currently still dreaming, David.
And then this whole thing is less embarrassing if it's the third one.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. You did nothing wrong in the third scenario.
I gave you her number, right?
Oh, are you saying you want me just to get to the phone call then? You're tired of my theories?
Yeah, I mean, no, I guess we could explore that later, but maybe if we talk to her first.
Yeah, let's get to the phone call.
All right. Well, I'll dial her phone number right now, okay? Here we go.
That's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Teresa, please?
This is her.
Hey, Teresa, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, who?
Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I think you might have the wrong number.
I don't think I do. I got your number from one of our listeners who wanted me to call you.
Yeah, for what?
Well,
it's a valid question.
It is a good question. Mm-hmm. So we do a segment on our show. It's called the Second Date Update. So you went out with a dude that you met at the dog park recently. His name's David. And David told us a little bit about your date, and he's confused why you just took off before dinner even got there.
It's just one of those things. Like, I just knew it wasn't going to work out.
He said that you said that, but he still doesn't know why.
I don't understand why it matters. I'm not interested.
Yeah, I think we know that, and I think David knows that, too, because we talked to him, but he's just curious. Like, he wants to know what he did wrong.
We were at dinner, and he's nice. He just doesn't stop talking, and he just is so exasperating. Like, I would be in the middle of a conversation, and he would just keep interrupting me over and over and over again.
Oh, okay.
Like, anytime he would ask me a question about myself, and I'd be like, thank God, like, finally, like, he'll come up for air, and I can actually, like, offer some sort of information about myself. I would get three words in, and he would just jump right back in and interrupt me and turn the conversation back around on him.
So he talked a bunch, didn't really ask you about yourself, and then only wanted to talk about himself.
Yeah, it got to the point where I couldn't be talked at anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it was too much.
Yeah, but in his defense, he was probably nervous, and you weren't even at the date long enough to really feel the pain of being talked at that long.
I mean, I was in a lot of pain for being talked at. I don't know what kind of pain he was in, but I was in a lot.
Well, at least you got out before you had to sit there for like an hour or two and just listen to him talk about himself and you not be able to say a word, right?
Why do you think I left? I just couldn't. It was just too much. Like,
no.
I couldn't do it.
I'm sorry. I can't back you on this one. I feel like that's so rude. You couldn't, like, the worst thing that happened is you have to listen to a guy for an hour.
Do you still date? Do you know? I don't know.
Good point.
I feel like you might not.
That's all right. I'm married. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just figured
that.
You just cut it and get out of there while you were still able to salvage your evening, maybe.
Yeah. I just, especially coming out of a relationship, it's like, I just want to be out with a guy and be able to have a conversation with them where, like, seriously, like, they're not going to interrupt me every 2 seconds. And I can actually tell them a little bit about myself.
Yeah, but Teresa,
and I feel like
I don't think that I was trying to interrupt you. Like, I wasn't trying to cut you off.
You just did.
Literally.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Well, that's David. He's actually on the phone listening and wants to talk to you or at you. I don't know. But he's on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Teresa, I've never tried to interrupt you. I mean, I did not think that you were uninterested.
I don't know if you were trying, but you did.
I mean, well, when? What? I mean, I feel like we were only out for 20 minutes. How could I have talked over you the whole time?
David, do you even remember anything about me aside from the fact that I have a dog? Like, can you tell me any fact about me at all?
Well, yeah, I remember that that you work at the dentist, your dental hygienist, and I told you the story about my cabin.
I'm not a dental hygienist.
You're not a dental hygienist?
You're not?
No.
What do you do, Teresa?
I work at a yoga studio.
Oh, God.
I never said that. Not once in the entire conversation.
That's what it was. It was your sister is a dental hygienist. And you're... Okay, yeah, I remember now. Yes, because my cousin is also a dental hygienist.
Oh, no.
Your sister is a dental hygienist. And so I knew about the intricacies of the profession.
You see what you're doing right now.
So I started talking
about it. You see what you're doing right now. David,
yeah.
You see what you're doing right now. You just turned this whole thing right around and made it about you. No one cares about your cousin.
She has a point, David. I was backing her on maybe leaving a little bit earlier and not giving you a chance, but maybe she read you right, buddy.
Look, no, but I'm not trying to argue. I'm not trying to talk. I'm just trying to say that I was listening. Maybe I get the details wrong, but I try to listen.
Listen, I don't really hear what you're saying, but I listen to their sound.
David, if you're in a class and then you go and you have to take a test, just because you were in the class doesn't mean you're going to pass the test if you weren't listening because you didn't retain any information there
yeah,
when you told me and I just
didn't
don't
think
remember.
There was a test after the date. Am I right?
That's not what she's saying, David. She's using it as an analogy.
She's not listening.
No, I am listening. I just
no,
I
you're
don't.
Not. You're not listening. There's five other people in this conversation, and you're not listening to any of them.
Okay, look, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. Like, how can I be better?
You just have to listen. Like, conversation is a give and take. You know what I mean? Like, if I wanted to just have a guy talk at me, I would throw on a podcast. Like, you just need to pay attention. And if you feel like you're not getting something out of a conversation with somebody,
no, but
ask questions.
I did not feel that way. I didn't feel like I wasn't getting something out of the conversation. I wanted to contribute and make the conversation better.
You know, you were making it all about you. That's exactly what you were doing. The whole thing was about you.
He doesn't quite get it yet, but I do feel like David is asking the right questions on trying to improve himself. You can give him some credit for that, right,
sure.
Teresa?
I mean, bare minimum credit.
Okay, well,
so you have
I'd agree, but yeah.
Sliver of credit, and I think that means that you guys should go out again. Teresa, would you like to go on a second date with David? We'll pay for it.
I like that you have to dangle the carrot of you paying for it.
Yeah, that's our thing.
Well, it helps sometimes. Will you do it?
I don't think that he's actually learned anything. Like, I don't think I can put up with another 20 minutes.
Okay, but now
never mind,
I feel like you're
date.
The one who's not listening. I feel like you're interrupting.
Oh,
you did not
she's not listening
that,
now.
Oh, my God.
No, I mean, I was listening. I mean, I know that her sister is a dental hygienist and that she likes yoga.
I don't like yoga. That's what I teach. That's what I do.
Oh, my gosh, David.
Well, why? You don't like it? You work in it and you don't like it?
Okay, you cannot sit here and try to get me on a technicality. This isn't a court of law. What is going on?
Well, I figured if you got into I knew you taught yoga. Like, sorry, I'm getting a little frustrated because all I just wanted to do was talk to you and get to know you better and have you get to know me, but apparently you didn't want to get to know me, so...
Wait, you're turning it around now?
It's really what it feels like. It feels like I call in and now it's the Everybody Attack David show.
No, David. I think everybody agrees here that you just have some areas to improve. And that's what you called in about the second date for. You wanted to know what you did wrong. She told you. And yeah, that hurts a little bit, but it's where we're at. Remember? We talked about it. It's a successful second date.
I don't think so. I think that a conversation... is double-sided, like the tape, and you let people contribute. You let them be a part of the conversation. Just because it's your story doesn't mean I can't tell my story, too, especially if my story is more interesting.
Okay, there's what it really is.
Yeah, I think that's the point where we know that I will not be going on a second date.
Really? That surprises me, Teresa. Completely surprised by that. Well, thank you for your time, and David, I'm sorry you didn't get a second date, man.
Don't worry, there's plenty of other fish in the dog park.